be released on bail in Canada over health concerns while waiting on a hearing for extradition to the U.S. Ryan Brooks with Reuters reports.
Meng is not only CFO, she's also the daughter of the founder of Huawei, one of China's key tech companies. It's the world's biggest supplier of networking hardware. China has demanded Meng's immediate release.
Neither Canada nor the U.S. has provided China with any evidence that Meng has broken any law in those two countries.
Her arrest has put global markets on edge, with investors worried it could sabotage any chance of a trade deal between Washington and Beijing. On Sunday, China's foreign ministry summoned the U.S. ambassador to lodge a, quote, strong protest over the arrest and to tell the U.S. to withdraw its warrant. In a sworn affidavit, Meng said she is innocent.
Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Top U.S. House of Representatives Democrats say President Trump could be looking at serious consequences if there is proof he directed illegal hush money payments to women during the 2016 campaign.
After federal prosecutors linked the president to the payments, incoming House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says there's a very real prospect the president could be indicted the day he leaves office.
He may be the first president in quite some time to face the real prospect of jail time.
But Schiff tells CBS's Face the Nation, it may be too soon to talk about removing the president from office. On NBC's Meet the Press, independent Senator Angus King said impeachment should only be a last resort.
At least a third of the country would think it was just political revenge and a coup against the president.
King says elections are the best way to solve problems like this. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The candidate President Trump was widely expected to pick as his new White House chief of staff is apparently out of the running for that job. Nick Ayers, who is currently vice president.